News Talk 1620 WTAW recently did a story regarding an economic impact study done for the Brazos County Expo. After I put it on the WTAW.com website, I had a viewer who asked the following question. So is it making money yet and paying the expo bills or just bringing people into town? Well, I decided to get an answer to the question, and here's a visit I had with the manager of the expo complex, Tom Quarles. How well the expo is doing financially, what can you tell us?
Well, doing real well, if we're looking at strictly looking at the annual operating budget, where we're not looking at long-term debt and, you know, debt repayment for the infrastructure, for utility infrastructures, you know, that we had to do to bring all that out here so we could build this facility. And we're not looking at trying to pay back the long-term debt, because the economic impact over the years is more than going to be able to pay back the debt. So we're looking at strictly annual operating revenue and expenses purely. Then this past year, our annual revenue was somewhere in the neighborhood of $750,000, and our annual expenses was somewhere in the neighborhood of about $950,000. So the way I calculated it was about $190,000 or maybe $190,000 to $200,000, difference between revenue and expenses. And that is, like I said, for all 5 years we've been in existence, that gap is closed and it's gone down. So I have every reason to believe, since we're growing this business and we're booking more and more events, and some of these events are extremely large, that I feel like, you know, given three or four more years, I have every reason to believe that we're going to be able to close that gap, and we're going to be able to eventually break even, and our economic impact will continue, since we're going to business, will continue to grow and to get bigger and bigger, and to not only to accomplish the purpose of the facility on bringing as many outside events or events from outside the county into Brazos County, but to also meet the event facility needs for the people in Brazos County.
And the gap is covered how?
The gap is covered by, we have two means. We have money from the county, and also we have hot fund money from our hotel occupancy tax. And so that's the way it's covered now. And of course, you know, the numbers that I'm quoting, you know, include, you know, all the administrative costs, all the salaries and benefits and so forth. Right now, it's the expo, you know, does get money from hotel occupancy tax for marketing and construction of the facilities, for marketing the facility, and it also gets money from the general fund from Brazos County.
So out of the $750 in revenue during the last fiscal year, how much of that would be generated from bringing events to the expo?
All of it. I mean, all of it is generated from bringing events to the expo. That's the business that we're in, is to book as many events as we possibly can. And so that's all the revenue is generated either directly or indirectly from events. And when I say directly, as far, you know, the fees that they had to pay to use the facility, and also, the indirectly would be selling some of the services and products that we sell to the people that use the facility. It might be, if they're outside kind of events, from horse shows and livestock shows, it might be shavings for the bedding. It also might be selling stalls and RV rental fees. So it could be, you know, could be any number of things like that. But every bit of that would be, fees that are generated directly or indirectly from all the events that we book.
And then covering the debt repayment, then, is that County General Fund doing that for now?
Well, part of the phase one was covered by you know, by bond vote, you know, to build the facility. And so in phase two that we just got through finishing about a year ago was funded 100% by hotel occupancy tax funds that was dedicated to it was 2% that was dedicated to the Expo complex.
Visiting with Tom Quarles, manager at the Brazos County Expo, talking about the operating revenue and expenses, and also something else to take into consideration, that the Expo complex, still relatively young, though it's been here for 5 years.
And we are growing the business. These kinds of businesses, it's a very, very competitive business. As you can imagine, every county and every moderate to major market has event facilities. So when you're bringing people from out of town into the county to spend money, they have lots of choices of where they can take their event. And so it's very competitive. And obviously we all know pretty much what each other charges, so what the fees are. So you've got to find a niche, find something that makes you better than the comparable facilities that you compete against. And so, we've been very successful at that, and we have, our niche, what we've always told our employees from the very beginning is there's two things that you've got to really do an outstanding job of, in the event facility business. One is customer service, just like on any business. But secondly is keeping the facility clean and maintain, because these kinds of facilities, generally, you have very few private-owned facilities, and so they're generally city or county-owned or government-owned facilities, and they historically get run down and dirty. So we've made a pledge from day one that not only are we going to have outstanding customer service, but we're going to have outstanding cleanliness and maintenance of the facility. There's been several million dollars invested in this facility, and we're in this for the long run, and we're going to do our best to make sure that we take extremely good care of this and that it looks as good through the years as it did, as much as possible, you know, when we started. So that's our philosophy, and that's the way we work. Revenue-wise, we've done better and better every year. Obviously, it takes about, to the rule of thumb for event facilities like this, it takes about 10 years to hit your peak. So we're pretty much what I would say halfway there. We may actually be ahead of the curve on that a little bit. The main reason that the facility was built is to have a significant long-term economic impact on Bryan College Station in Brazos County. That's the whole reason it was built. It wasn't built as something to try to make a direct profit. Now, with that being said, what we're trying to accomplish as a manager, any good business person, we're trying to accomplish our mission, which is booking as many events from outside this county as we possibly can and bringing new money into county, putting people, put heads in beds, people in the hotels, motels, people eating in the restaurants, buying gas, shopping, and being entertained, spending their money, and this is new money. But at the same time, as I said, as a manager, we're trying to accomplish that, but we're trying to do everything, that we can to eventually get to the point to where we are breaking even. And that's the challenge, and each year that gap has decreased, and we have narrowed the gap, and so I feel really good about it.
That certainly puts you in a very solid position then, knowing that revenue from events and so forth is almost at the point of matching your operating expenses when you have these other sources taking care of your infrastructure.
Exactly. And, that's the thing that's exciting to me is that we've been able to get it to this point financially, in 5 years. And we started this, obviously everyone knows that this business was started absolutely from scratch. So it was built. We pulled the business out of the ground and got it up and running. And then we have, in 5 years, you know, we've generated a lot of business, and there is a lot of competition. It's That's something that, you know, it's difficult, you know, it's a difficult challenge, but if you're good enough, you can get them here.
And thanks again to Tom Quarles, the manager of the Brazos County Expo, for the update on how the operating revenue and expenses are going 5 years into the business of running the complex out on Leonard Road. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.